Okay, so now welcome you guys to our, oh my gosh, what is this? This is June, our June performance project call. And it looks like I need to figure out how to mute everybody here. So let me do that. Mute all. Hopefully that's except for me. Okay, can you guys still hear me? Shake your, nod your head if you can still hear me. Okay, hi Erin, welcome. All right, so I thought a lot about this call today because we don't have very many coaching questions. And I realized for everybody to leave with, and I decided what I really wanted this call to be tonight was a point of light for everyone. And I think I've had so many amazing conversations, you guys, over the last few months. I mean, I have to say my job has never been so rewarding as it has been these last few months, including working with you all in the performance project. I remember when the pandemic first happened, I had a few people say to me, from the performance project say, oh my gosh, here you helped us, you know, with the strategic plan and the goals and the vision. And now it's like all a waste, you know, and now, you know, we can't do any of it. And I remember at the time thinking, you know, that couldn't be further from the truth. I really, you know, it's this whole thing has been such an opportunity in so many ways. And, one of the things when I was thinking about tonight, you know, what do and from you guys and from my clients around what would be a point of light tonight. And one of those things I think really is reorienting, rebalancing, redirecting around what is most important. I know some of you have really talked about sort of the weight of relevance of your goals. You know, how relevant are those goals now in the light of things that are happening in the world? Some of you have talked about, you know, sort of being distracted by the emotions and the uncertainty. Some of you have talked about, you know, financial hardships and logistics around being able to ride your horses. Like there's all this stuff. But I was thinking about half halts, and I talk about half halts a lot. I find I actually talk about half halts now more when I'm coaching than I ever did when I was teaching riding. And, there's this horrible YouTube. Well, I think it's horrible. It drives me crazy. It's a YouTube ad. I don't know if you guys have seen it. It's some woman that does these courses, and they're probably great courses, but her YouTube ad is her shouting at her student, half halt, half halt, half halt. She shouts it over and over, and for some reason it's on my feed, so I hear it periodically, and it's like, why does that bother me so much, that someone shouting aggressively half halt? And I realize it's because I have just come to so value and appreciate the half halt. Yesterday, I was working with a coaching client who's not a horse person, and this happens a lot. And I found myself without other words to describe a half halt. And so I was explaining to that client what a half halt is, you know, in riding, so that I could use it as a metaphor, because I'm so used to being able to use that as a metaphor with riders when I'm coaching. And, you know, this idea of having a moment where we rebalance, we redirect, we create something new, we take a moment to pause, and a half halt can be a very small, well, you know, a big, an almost halt. And there's a reason I put those in the training notebook. I put those, the half halts, the monthly half halts in at the beginning. If you've looked at the training notebook, there's a half halt at the beginning of every month. It's basically what's working, what's not working, what needs to change moving forward. And I'm finding that this is sort of a collective time where there's a lot of half halting going on. I know for me, a couple of my goals, you know, one of the goals I had at the beginning of the year was really around presence, being able to be present with my family, really struggling to make it so I'm staying home on the weekends and not working so much. And I had a lot of anxiety about how to do that during the show season, and anxiety about saying no to all my clinic clients. And then all that was taken care of for me when the pandemic hit. And I realized what a gift that was, because now I'm suddenly learning to experience weekends for the first time. And that represents to me presence and being able to take up time without doing. Like I feel like almost for the first time as a workaholic, I'm almost learning how to be for the first time. Along with that though, some of my other goals I had for my business and some projects I had and for some sort of long-term financial freedom that I had goals towards, those are simply not going to happen. And I really, a couple weeks ago, had to do a really big half halt with myself because I was spending so much time spinning my wheels on a project that just no longer felt important to me. It no longer felt relevant. And I just had to finally do a big half halt, give myself permission to stop working on it for a while and really take advantage of being present. So the half halt for me really looked like appreciating and having gratitude for being able to accomplish one goal sort of beyond my wildest imagination, and to give up to the universe the other goal. It doesn't mean I won't do it, I won't come back to it, but I had to give it away for now in order to really take full advantage of the opportunities that this time has created. So one of the things I was thinking about, I would love to hear from you guys tonight. Last time I asked a few of you to volunteer to yourselves a little bit and tell a little bit about your horses. And tonight I'd love to hear, what have your half halts been? What are some of the challenges you're having? What are some ways that you've been able to redirect or rebalance or refocus? What are some of the ways that you're struggling to rebalance or redirect or refocus? So I would love it if you are willing to volunteer and share your experience, kind of similarly to how I just shared mine. Go ahead and I think one of the things, and I'll keep talking here for a few minutes, and I wanna do that a little bit before we get into the coaching conversations. One of the other things that I've really been thinking about a lot lately that goes right along with this is that this idea of not needing to see so far out in the future, not having to have everything planned out. And, you know, that vision that we created, that we all created in the beginning of the year, it's still there. It's there. We know where we're going. And there's this quote I love. I took a photo of it so I could share it with you guys. Anne Lamott is one of my, she's a writer. She's one of my idols. I just love her. She said, writing a novel is like driving a car at night. You can see only as far as your headlights, but you can make the whole trip that way. You don't have to see where you're going. You don't have to see your destination or everything you will pass along the way. You just have to see 2 or 3 feet ahead of you. This is right up there with the best advice on writing or life I believe I've ever heard. And I love that because I think so many of us lately have been sort of struggling to plan and struggling to see ahead and struggling to know. And we're given this great gift right now of not being able to do that quite often. And so what does that look like for our goals? What does it look like to be driving in the dark suddenly when you had this strategic plan all laid out? And it kind of goes along with, you know, also the all the emotions of the last couple of weeks. You know, how do you, I know I've had a lot of people say, how do you keep going? And I think even Pam, it was you that mentioned in your goal, you know, how do you keep doing the things that bring you peace and bring you thoughts about big things that are happening in the world? And I think this idea of, you know, doing the next right thing, that's taking one step, one foot in front of the other. And what Anne Lamott says is bird by bird. You don't worry about the whole flock right now. You worry about one bird. Okay, so nobody has volunteered. Does that mean I'm gonna have to call on you guys? Or is that my internet is really unstable? Or maybe we have to go on to coaching. Does anybody, anything they're willing to share? Or you can unmute yourself and start talking if you want. We're not a very big group tonight. Just so you know, there's 20 and there's usually quite a bit more than that. So it's a nice intimate group. Erin, you willing to share?
Yeah, I can go.
Okay.
oh my gosh. Okay. I don't know. It's been an interesting few months and a couple of weeks, definitely. And I mean, I think like probably a lot of us, I worked really hard in the performance project stuff early in the year to set out the goals and everything. And then got this new horse to lease that I was going to compete a little bit this year, you know, and do some stuff. And then obviously coronavirus stuff came down and all that went away. So then we had to redirect, and I felt like I did a pretty okay job of that, like just figuring out how to focus on what I wanted to work on with the new horse and just like taking my time to build a relationship with him. And he's a 15-year-old horse and he's competed some, but he has a few like basics missing, and he's a very quirky kind of individual. So it actually ended up being a real benefit to me and him to have more time just to get to know each other and kind of go back to basics a bit with him, which I think I'm pretty good at. So we spent a lot of time, which was nice. And then we were finally getting ready to go to our first outing of the year this past weekend, which was a clinic. And then that was right when the death of George Floyd happened and all the Black Lives Matter stuff started to pick up. And then just kind of felt like I got hit by a train, like, you know. And I know Jen saw my video that I had posted on, you know, on Facebook and stuff, just about like trying to figure out how to reconcile the kind of emotions of like feeling really terrible about everything that was going on in the world, not being able to really participate in it because of, I mean, I'm the kind of person who would go out and protest, but I'm not going to during a pandemic because like, I don't feel like it's a safe thing to do, you know, because of the virus. And then also like experiencing that while experiencing the excitement of being able to get out and see my friends who I haven't seen since last year and go get lessons, which I haven't had since last year, you know, and go and jump cross country again and all that stuff. And just like, how do you put these two things together? So I definitely had a few days last week, like early last week, where I felt sort of, I don't know, just like immobilized in a way that I'm not used to. And yeah, just like really defeated and just kind of like, oh my God, the world is ending and it's hopeless. And so I called up a good friend of mine and just was like, do you have any recommendations on like what I can do? Like, I feel like I wanted to do something, you know, to help with, you know, Black Lives Matter and stuff like that. And she's not a horse person, but she's somebody I know through academia, and she teaches intercultural communication, and she's also a Black person, so she has that experience, you know, living in America as a Black person. And she gave me like the best advice, and it was so simple. It was basically just like, start a conversation in your horse community, like, you know, what can you do? Like, who can you talk to? And you're going to this thing this weekend, and who's going to be there? Like, what could you do? And it was just like the most empowering, like motivating thing I've possibly ever heard in my entire life. And it was such simple advice. Yeah. You know, but she's a great friend, and I trust her, you know, a lot, and kind of took her, you know, suggestions and advice, and then just like got super motivated in a different way than I felt like I ever had before. So I don't know, for me, I guess last week was just like some sort of crazy half halt like I've never experienced, and then total, like redirection.
And then a catalyst, right? I mean, really a catalyst for you. Yeah,
it definitely was. And I mean, I feel like I'm the kind of person who is like fairly vocal about what I believe, you know, and have been in the past, but definitely not in the way that I have been over the past week. And I mean, I wrote an article and I submitted it to Eventing Nation, and they published that today, and I haven't been back on Facebook for a while to see like what's happened since then. So probably do that later tonight. But
oh, congratulations. That's exciting, because that's really, I mean, it goes along with the whole integrity thing too. You know, what has integrity for you right now?
Right. And yeah, it's just really strange. Like all of a sudden through this, I just felt like I could use horses. Like I could combine like who I know and what I know with horses, and then just like my academic experience, my education, kind of like combine those two together and like do something useful with my time. Because even though like I was happy riding at home, like making progress with Jasper and, you know, taking care of the horses here, but it felt kind of not meaningless, but like I was just kind of trudging along. And then like all of a sudden in the past week, I've just like got this kind of like cool new direction. And I'm like, okay, because I don't want this to stop now. I didn't just like make a sign and take a picture and write an article. Yeah. Like I want to continue it and like have conversations with people and try to like motivate the horse community to, you know, participate for equality and all of that. So I feel like my whole like 6 months ago, I never could have predicted. I mean, nobody could have predicted like where any of us would be right now, but yeah, it just is very like different and exciting. And I'm also kind of exhausted, but in a good way for the first time in a while, which is nice. Like, yeah. So I don't know. Just, I think I have new goals to set now.
And awesome. Yeah. Yeah. So it was a real redirect for you in a lot of ways.
Yeah. Yeah. And it, you know, I'm still going to like keep on with the horse goals and stuff, but, I guess it's like an additional set of things that I'm working on now. And I feel like I can actually like combine my skill sets in a way that I haven't really been able to do before, which is pretty cool. So, yeah.
I really, really like your friend's advice, because it's so easy to think, you know, when you're in that situation and you're feeling like, oh, I want to do something. It seems like it has to be something big or mm-hmm. something, you know, out there. And her advice to just start the conversation, it's kind of like that, you know, all you have to do is look 3 feet in front of your headlights. You don't have to look way out there to find out what it is you need to do. Really, really great advice. All right. Thanks, Erin, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, Kelly. Kelly? Or I can try to find you. Kelly McGillen?
I didn't say anything, Jen.
I think I just unmuted you. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, but I didn't.
It's Keely. It was Keely, not Kelly. Yay! So Keely, unmute yourself. Kelly, mute yourself.
Okay.
Sorry, you guys. Hi, Keely. Long time no see.
Hi. So I'm not sure. Hang on just a second. Hey, is that better?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah. Yeah. I've got a wacky. Echo. Is that better?
Yeah, we can hear you. There's a little bit of an echo, but just, yeah, you can tune yourself out and keep talking. I think we'll be okay. Oh, now we can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Sometimes my Zoom, I sound like Darth Vader. So that's why I call in on my phone. So you'll see me like I'll drop my phone and then call in. And I'm just super sticky. I just got off the horse, so it's a good thing it's not small vision.
I'm sticky too because I'm sitting in my hot car.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But we can be sticky together.
Yeah, but I'm so excited that you did this on Ditch the Drama, because you know me. You guys don't know me, but Jen does, and I like have a problem with equanimity. Like I tend to go to the emotion side really fast, hit the ceiling like super duper fast, and mostly at work kind of situations. When I saw that you were doing Ditch the Drama, and then I listened to the integrity recording that you did, I was excited that you threw this into the performance project, because I think like my half halt this month has really been, it's been a blast about my horse, because he's doing fantastic. It's like,
yay, good.
Yeah. His feet are good. His back is good. I'm so excited about where he's at that I bought a new pair of dressage boots and Saturday, like totally impromptu at Olsen's. So I'm so Enzo is doing wonderful. And I'm supposed to, am I supposed to say what Enzo is? Am I supposed to say anything about myself? I forgot what you're supposed to do.
You can. Yeah. Tell us about him.
Okay.
Yeah.
So my little Enzo is, I talk about him like he's a baby, but he's 8 years old. He just turned 8, and he has been through wacky injuries, and we had a really bad crash like right when I first got him. And so he's moving along very, very, very slowly. Like this horse has not been shown other than schooling shows. And it was all I could do to basically just like trot and canter. That was my goal actually last year for this horse, because I was so terrified. But he's doing fantastic. He's he's trotting, he's cantering, he's leg yielding, he's shoulder inning, haunches inning. Right. He's got power steering. I mean, he's like clicking through everything. So that's perfect. And I feel really lucky in my goals. I think I'm right on target. So horse wise, really super good. At work, it's been a very big half halt just because in my company, I'm in healthcare staffing. So when COVID hit, and I'm our vice president of schools across the nation, so I traveled nationally every week. So when COVID hit, it was just wild because it was just at home, on the phone, like 18 hours a day, Zoom meetings. And then we were shifted from schools to the crisis needs. And then we shifted from the crisis needs, filling all the positions that were urgent to help any of the hospitals. When that died down, we went back to schools. And so my company has been asking for my plan for growth, you know, over the course of the past 6 weeks as we've shifted back. We're a private equity company. And so I'm on the 11th plan, version 16. In every single week, it's just a grind of these phone calls and, you know, what we can add as far as FTEs, what are our teletherapy services like, and dependent on me for other people's jobs. Like, we're going to lay people off if the company can't commit to a certain level that I can commit to. Right. And so, like, taking that all on me, I would get to where, like, each week on Thursday, I'd have these calls with senior leadership and my CEO, and I would just turn into a crazy person afterwards. Like, my poor husband, probably, it's Thursday. So, finally, I had a big half halt after last Thursday, and I'm like, wait a minute, like, who do you think you are? Like, you can't control all this, right? You have no control. All you can do is what you can do. And like, just got myself, because I was behaving like I didn't want to behave. So your integrity was like, great. But when I'm in the moment, to tell me to half halt is like, I'd be like the lady screaming.
Right. When you're in the emotion, it's really hard to do. Yeah.
Can't. I don't know how to do that. So that's been very difficult. And then on top of that, it's been so intense because work has been so intense and I work so much that the whole George Floyd and the demonstrations and the riots, I've got very good friends that are police officers. I've got very good friends that are in school and teaching equity and teaching cultural diversity. And so, personally, I have to say the half halt has been kind of nice because I've been able to just say, wait a second, you can't fix any of this. And I took away my opinion of, like, a lot of times I'm like, everyone has too much time on their hands. Like, they all just need to get back to work. <You know? laughs> And so it was good for me to say, wait a minute, and just listen without judgment.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I mean, I couldn't, Erin, write an article or do anything. Yeah. I admire, but I just to listen and be able to just not have judgment and block out like all the extraneous stuff and just hear people, just be in the moment has been, I mean, I think it's been fabulous and it's what I can do to understand because I don't, you know, there's all this, you know, guilt and there's so many different sides and so many different, and I'm a really, learn, like, disassemble something to try to figure it out.
Yeah.
And
I love that, Keely. That is, because that's such a great, and I had a similar experience. I usually have when things like this happen, I usually have a voice. I usually write or I speak or I talk. And I haven't really found my voice in this yet because I feel like a listener right now. And to let that be okay sometimes, you know, and to not feel like you have to jump in and have an opinion or for me to have a voice is a new experience. It's really important to do. I think that's like a really good description. Love it. All right. Thank you. I hope things keep going in the right direction with Enzo.
Me too. Oh, me too.
I think they will. All right, thank you. Let's see, Courtney, I found a list of Black equestrian blogs and resources that I'm looking into. Happy to share if anything to connect with and learn how to make dressage more inclusive. Awesome. Yeah, share anything that you want. And I do want to say this performance project is explicitly not political. And I think we are having, no matter who you are, what you believe, what your opinions are, where you're at with the whole thing, I think it is affecting all of us. So, you know, nothing about any of the conversations we're having are intended to be political in any way, but really honoring where everyone is at. And like I said in one of my emails, it's just so important to me to not just go along and talk about goals and mental skills and everything when there are really big things happening in the world. So I've had a real lesson this time in the performance project, because, you know, it's really, I want to keep bringing it back to the core of what the purpose is, but I also want to really honor where we're all at, because the whole point of the work I have come to do and believe in and of the performance project is that we are three people. We are not just riders. And when people come to me wanting just to improve their riding and they don't want to have an improved experience of the quality of their life and all of that, I know deep down it's not going to work. So, you know, all of the conversations we have, they are really all around, you know, honoring where we're all at and also continuing to keep kind of laser focusing back on those things that are so important, which goals, you know, I think we struggle with relevance and things right now, but more joy in our lives and improve the quality of our lives. So I want to keep focusing on goals as they shift and change throughout the year. All right, so we've got two people that wanted to do coaching. Thank you so much, Erin and Keely, for sharing. I love hearing what's going on for you guys and about your half halts. So Christine, oh, I just saw you in now. Oh, there you are. Do you want to go ahead and unmute yourself? Or I can. One of these days I'll get super pro about all this. Okay, I just unmuted you. All right, are you there? Christine? We still can't hear you. Are you there? Do you have a audio? Maybe your audio is not on. Oh, you are unmuted. Oh. Now she's gone. All right, so Christine, go ahead and you are unmuted. Oh, let me see. No, there's nothing I can do from my end, I guess. Okay. So Christine, keep working on that and I'll come back to you. And then, so Pam, where are you? There you are. So Pam, you want to go ahead and unmute yourself?
I did. So, can you hear me okay?
I figured it out, Jen, whenever you're ready. I think I'm good now. I'll mute
again. Go ahead, Christine.
No. Okay. So, Sam, and then we'll come back to you, Christine, okay? I want to see the view from your beautiful new house. Oh, okay, so Pam.
Yep.
So you said, I love what you said, because I think so many of us identify this, something about your goals feeling sort of frivolous and self-centered at this time, and really wanting to reconcile those feelings, but with also still wanting to do the things that bring you joy and make you happy and excited. So would you kind of frame your coaching question for us? Like, what do you want to get out of this conversation?
I think just ideas in terms of how to do that reconciliation, or how to bring these things together, in the sense of, you know, it really, like, I look at the goals that I've set or whatever, and yeah, I still kind of like them, but it really feels like it's like, they feel insignificant. Maybe that's the best word for me, in light of everything else. And so I feel like I need to do more somewhere in some way or some, I can't quite just wrap my head around it. But, you know, again, there's, you know, and I can come up with all the same kind of reasoning that I've come up with in the past around other goals. It has to do with time and everything, but, you know, there is a reality that says you can only do so much, you know? Yeah. And so just kind of trying to figure out, and, you know, I'm coming to terms with some things in the sense of, you know, I loved the post that you did that talked about the fact of, you know, you've historically, you know, been accepting of, you know, lots of different people's kind of, you know, avoiding the conflict, lots of different things. And I have come to the conclusion that silence is not anything I can do anymore. You know, saying, oh, yep, that's their point of view. They have a right to that. I'm not going to confront them on that. That is no longer something that I'm willing to do. And so, you know, that's kind of the first step. I guess that's my first other goal, is to just continue down that path and realize that means that there's going to be people that drop out of my world, and be okay with that.
Yeah.
You know, but then, you know, but then I'm going to rely on the horse side of things to keep me, you know, to keep me grounded and to keep me centered and to, you know, give me the break when I'm feeling, you know, emotional about all of this.
Yeah. How, Pam, would you say your vision has changed? Has your vision changed?
I think it's just, I don't necessarily, it feels like it's just
the year.
I think it's gotten fuzzy. I can't necessarily say it's changed, but it's gotten fuzzy. And so it feels, you know, it just feels way more tenuous, I guess, than it has felt in the past. And I think that's because it feels incomplete. And I need to figure out how to fill it in more.
If I were to ask you that same vision question, so just to be transparent, you know, when people are struggling with something like this, quite often it's because you're in the weeds, you know, and going back to vision can help you identify, like, where is that place where you're feeling, you know, where is the fuzziness, and kind of start to bring it back into focus a little bit more. So if I were to ask you that question, like 5 years from now, what's important to you? How do you want to feel? What do you want to have accomplished, or what do you want to have learned? What would you say now if you were to, like, and you can take a minute to think about it. You don't have to answer this right away.
Yeah. I am going to need to think about it, because, you know, it's like the things, what I want to see happen is, you know, not entirely within my scope. And so, and I think that's, I've told a lot of people that, and I still actually do kind of feel this way. I've told a lot of people that it feels to me like 2020 is the year that the universe is telling us we all need to get our shit together